K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Oh, hey, this is Cody. How are you guys?
Hey, Cody. What you doing?
Well, I don't know. I'm calling you guys. I'm a little confused about what happened on my date. And, you know, I just want to tell you. Maybe you could help me out.
Well, people seem to think so.
We might be able to get a hold of your date,
yeah?
But I don't know if we can help you.
So I take it you haven't been able to get hold of her.
No, not really. And I'm just confused. So I don't know. I mean, can you listen to me and maybe try?
Of course.
Great. So look, I met this woman online. Her name is Amber. We turns out we've had so much in common. We both grew up in Xenia. She lives in Wilmington right now. And, you know, we just talked and we have so much in common and we reminisced about growing up and all the fun things we did. And so I figured, hey, it's opening weekend at Kings Island. I haven't been on that wooden roller coaster in a while. And, you know, why don't we just go and relive it. And we had such a good time, and then just she never called me again, and I just don't get it.
He didn't get her blue ice cream. That's the problem.
Yes. Did you not get her La Rosa's pizza or the blue ice cream? Is that what it was?
I mean, I got her Skyline, and, you know, we got a pop.
That counts.
I mean, yeah, you tried. You made an effort.
And a pop.
Yeah, and a pop.
Pop. It's a good deal.
It's expensive.
I think the funnel cake might have sealed the deal, Cody, but, you know.
Yeah, well, maybe I didn't win her a dollar or something. I don't know.
Well, shall we give her a call, Woody?
Yeah, give us about 10 minutes and we'll give Amber a call, okay?
Her name's Amber.
Amber, okay. All right.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, I mean, you guys are from Xenia, so you've been going to Kings Island for a while, right?
Yeah, I mean, not together, but yeah, we've talked about it, and, you know, it's just something we used to do as children, and why not? You know what? I mean, I even did, like, a couple of summer jobs there.
Oh, fun!
It's a great place. Yeah. No, I was the guy, like, that, you know, the balloon popping thing?
Yeah.
I was the guy that filled up the balloons.
Oh, well,
there you
okay.
go.
All right. Okay, well, shall we give her...
Only memories from that place.
I know, for sure. I love that. We all grew up there.
So much fun, yeah.
So, Amber's her name. We're going to give her a call. Can you hang out and be quiet while we do it?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All
right. Let's get this date.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, is this Amber?
Yeah.
Hi, Amber. It's Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM.
Oh, hi. Can I help you?
Well, maybe you can help our friend, huh, Nancy?
Yes. Do you know Cody?
Yeah, I do.
Kings Island Cody, we call him. He said you guys went there on a date.
Yeah, we did.
And now you won't talk to him anymore.
Yeah.
Wait, what's going on here? I mean, Amber, you're so very hesitant about this. Now, are you familiar with what we do on the show here? That's okay. That's okay. Every weekday, Woody and I do a segment called Second Date Update, where couples have gone on date number one and something bad happened, and we try and help them go on date number two.
Got it.
That's what this is.
Okay.
Cody said you guys went to Kings Island and now...
You've been gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we actually both come from Xenia. I don't know if he told you that part.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you live in Wilmington, he said?
Yeah, so I thought it was like, that was a pretty small world, right? But we have like kind of a big age gap, so we never met before. And, you know, I was excited about it and even more excited when he was like, hey, let's go to Kings Island. Because I was like, okay, fun date, not like going to dinner. And I feel like there's less pressure, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we go. And you never know what kind of person you're going with, if they're going to do the rides, if they like roller coasters and stuff like that.
You got to do the rides.
Yeah, but like not everybody's into like the roller coasters or, you know.
Didn't he say they rode the beast?
Yeah, he said the wooden roller coasters.
Yeah.
So that's the beast.
So you rode that, right?
No, he did. He, you know, he wanted to go on all the rides. We went on the beast, the Diamondback Banshee, like all of them.
Okay.
Right? And it was really fun, except he squealed like a little girl every time, like, you'd go to, like, through the scary part.
Yeah? Like how?
Like a little girl, like, like, it was so embarrassing, not only for him, but, like, for me. Like, I was super embarrassed, and, like, people were laughing, and, like, every time we got off, they were, like, laughing because they would realize who that sound was coming from, and they knew it wasn't me.
I mean, was he afraid, or was that just how he was
writing?
Expressing himself.
I think it was like his sound of excitement. It was so embarrassing.
I'm just imagining going through the tunnels on the Beast, Nancy, and that squeal just echoing off of every wall.
How was that again?
Okay,
you guys, I hate to do this, but it is second date. So imagine further in the relationship, anything of excitement, what he would sound like. But, you know what I mean?
But that's all I kept thinking about, too. And I'm like, I can't even imagine. We went down one, like, big drop, and he's sitting there screaming, and I swear he was like, help me, help me. Like, it was just bad. It was so bad. I just can't.
And that was a squeal of excitement. I love that term.
Like a square. I don't know. Like a little pig. Like, you remember that pig from the commercial?
Yes. The pinwheel pig.
Yeah.
I just can't. It was just so bad.
Hey, look, you're making me really uncomfortable right now because, like, it was only a first date and there's some really crazy trauma behind the story. And I can't believe you're judging me, but I'm giving you the opportunity. I really want to go out with you again. We have so much in common.
Hi, Cody.
Oh, yeah, that's Cody, Amber.
Yeah, Amber. The pinwheel pig.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to make you uncomfortable, but I was uncomfortable and I just can't. I just can't. It was embarrassing.
But you don't understand anything. I don't want to spill my whole story to you, but I kind of fell in love with you just because of our history. And I don't know. Like, come on. We grew up together. Why can't we just do it?
So let me get this straight, Cody. You got stuck on a ride when you were little and you're afraid that that's going to happen again?
Yeah, and so for me to actually go on a roller coaster was a big deal. Yeah, it's crazy, and what, she's going to make fun of me for calling for my mother? I mean, I did text her after I was done and told her she should be proud of me for going on a roller coaster and that I found my future wife, so I don't understand the problem. I don't deserve to be ghosted.
All right, there's a couple things you've said in there that have been like red flags for me alone. Future wife on date one, I don't, that's heavy. That's a lot.
No. The stuff we've shared about growing up together and everything, you made it seem like you were my soulmate. Please don't do this to me.
Yeah, and it's a hard path.
Cody, it just sounds like this might be something above what you and I can help with.
Yeah, I'm kind of speechless right now.
I did it right. I did it right. I took the advice of everybody. I didn't tell her all my baggage, and now here I am. Okay, I mean, maybe if this doesn't work out, can you help me in the future? Because I didn't do anything wrong.
Okay, well, I think we should make the offer.
Yes, please. He'd really like it. Can we go to another amusement park?
Well, you know what? That's what we do, you know. We'll offer you a second date. We'll provide the transportation and give you some money to figure out where you want to go, but...
But you both have to say yes right now or all goes away.
You guys can't pay me enough. Hell no. I'm
okay.
Done.
Amber says no.
Can you give me the tickets?
Yes.
No tickets.
I'm going to go.
Okay.
Thanks, Amber.
Amber. Yeah.
Love you, Amber.
I'm going to go change my number. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry it didn't work out, Cody.
Well, next time.
Sure.
Yeah, maybe.
The K99.1 FM 730 Second Date Update.